Shasta Indian Nation.
Good morning. My name is Sammy Joe Diffentorum. I'm a member of the Shasta Indian Nation, and I'm the Culture Preservation Officer for the Shasta Indian Nation. Chair of the Board, thank you for giving us time to be here today and talk about our request. There's two of you I haven't met before, three of you that have been longtime supporters of the tribe, and we appreciate that. So with the construction of the dams, what happened? Our people live, specifically my family, my ancestors, lived in the area that's known as Kopko Village and Kopko Reservoir. And so when the dams were constructed, we were displaced. Our people have been displaced for over 100 years in that area. It's also, it's at the center of our spiritual world, and we haven't had access to those sites. Sorry. To our ceremonial sites for over 100 years. That would be like you not having access to church for 100 years because somebody had blocked you from your land or your church. So this is a pretty important issue to us. With the removal of the dams, there's about 7,000 acres they call Parcel B lands that they went from PacifiCorp to the Renewal Corporation, and under the dam removal agreements, pardon me, this is really hard. A little bit of grace, please. These are hard stories. The land is scheduled to transfer to the states of California or Oregon, respectively, or to a third-party designee. We believe that our tribe, who comes from that area, is the proper and correct steward of the lands at Kopko. And so we're here to ask for your support in that request. We also have, it's horrible to speak in a public group and have like a miniature meltdown. I'm sorry. We also have some of our tribal council on the phone, and Dr. Daniels from the University of Pennsylvania. And with your permission, Chair Valenzuela, I'd like to...
Valenzuela.
Sorry. I would like to yield a few minutes to Dr. Daniels.
Everyone gets a chance for public comment. They each get 3 minutes. So if you want to finish up your wrap it up, we'll move on to public comment.
Well, I will call that wrapped up.
Okay. Anna? Any hands raised? Is it time for public comment?
Brian Daniels, it's your turn to speak.
Allowing me to speak today. And I think that everyone knows here from previous communications I've had with the board that I've been working with Shasta Indian descendants across the county since 1998. And one of the things that my research has taken me to is really understanding how the Shasta Indian community around Kopko that Sammy Joe just referred to formed. It was the space where Shasta Indian people survived after the Gold Rush, and it's a space where they rebuilt their community around this incredibly sacred place and really rebuilt their lives. They bought land, and they tried to come together and hold this as a small community in this space. We know that these lands were taken by eminent domain at the times of the dam construction. And how do we know this? Well, the records are in the Siskiyou County Assessor's Office. These are all recorded as part of the property deeds. And we can tie these records back to specific members of the contemporary Shasta Indian Nation. What's extraordinary about, I think, this is it really demonstrates how much Shasta Indian Nation has survived and thrived and tried to keep their community alive, again, in the specific space where the dams are now being removed. And this is one of the rare moments where I think it's possible to remedy some of the historical injustice that's happened in the Upper Klamath Canyon. I want to specifically thank Supervisor Chris and Supervisor Hout for their longtime engagement on Shasta Indian issues. I know in our dialogues and in our conversations, I know how much their support has meant to Shasta Indian Nation, and I want to echo how important I think it is that the board has really taken the research seriously about tribes in the county and really tried to incorporate that into its decision making. Thank you so much.
Anyone else, Anna?
Showing no others online.
Okay, I bring it back to board for discussion. So is it up?
Thank you for coming. And I know that's difficult. A lot of history behind that motion, I don't know. I can't think of a better thing to do today than throw my full weight in support behind what you're doing, and to return this land to its legitimate occupants. I can't tell you how happy that makes me as well. That full support.
Actually, I had to write this down. I think that from the presentation, the letter, the wonderful letter, the wonderful history, I think the history speaks for itself. And I'm hoping, I think Cisco County be in a great position to help establish a legacy for the Shastas. And I want to go through more motions, so I'm going to stop right there.
I fully support this letter of support. So thank you for bringing this forward.
This is one of the one great things we get to do with their movement. So I fully support them.
Board's wishes.
Well, a second. If you made the motion already.
I'd be happy to. Yeah. Make the motion.
Chris and Help. Chris and Help, correct?
Yep.
Alrighty. Supervisor Help?
Yes.
Supervisor Kopstaff?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
I'll be there.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We move right along. Departmental request, Office of Emergency Services.
Good morning, Board of Supervisors. Brian Schnone, Director of Emergency Services for Siskiyou County. Before you, there is a proclamation for your request proclaiming the state emergency related to the bird scar debris flows. This one is going to encompass the whole county with a 75 to 85% chance of El Nino this year, 30% chance of it being the most significant. We'll see what happens with that. We welcome the rain, but with that will also come our debris flows from our fires. Mount Fire has been included in this, the Happy Camp, from Slater Fire, the Indian Creek area has been affected by mudslides, debris flows. And then, of course, our most recent, which is our McKinney Head and Happy Camp Complex. So those have all been included in those, and making sure that we can really address the effects of these debris flows, not only on the county infrastructure, but also the state infrastructure as well, as we saw with Highway 96. And the impact to and from Happy Camp, and especially during the fire. So this encompasses all of that. So pending any questions, that's all I have.
Okay, back to the board.
The only question I have is I haven't had any reports of reactivity between, say, Clear Creek and the county line along the Salmon River with the burn scars from this year yet. Are we anticipating anything down there?
And is that from the river complex?
It was like Eilish, or I can't remember the fire names.
One of them, yes. I know which one you're talking about, and there is still that's incumbent as well there. So we are looking at that. Of course, it's the access. It's just
right.
One of those that we have to just take the day and 7-hour trip just to get up there in the backcountry to go look. But that is certainly an effect as well.
Yeah, a particular concern to me is there are a couple of housing developments down there that are on unstable slopes. Something Sky Ranch.
Is
one of those, and
yeah.
Then there's one on the opposite side of the river down there that's on some pretty unstable land.
And we did do a few years ago, myself, with the help of Public Works, went up and did the mitigation work up there. There is some still obviously a lot more to be done, but it, again, barring access, that is certainly something that we do take into account.
Anyone else from the board? Board's wishes?
Second.
Motion and a second.
Alrighty, Supervisor Hupp?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobbs?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to move on to, we're going to convene as the Flood Control and Water Conservation District public comment.
Showing them online.
Minute approval.
I've heard no corrections for the minutes.
That's good.
Second.
Alrighty, Director Hupp?
Aye.
Director Cobbs?
Aye.
Director Chris?
Aye.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Valenzuela?
Sure. We are now going to convene as the County Service Area 4 public comment.
Showing them online.
We have item B, transfer of funds.
So moved for item B.
Second.
Okay. Director Hupp?
Aye.
Director Cobbs?
Aye.
Director Chris?
Aye.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Valenzuela?
Sure. Item C is minute approval.
And no corrections there
Second.
Either. Alrighty, Director Hupp?
Aye.
Director Cobbs?
Aye.
Excuse me, Director Chris?
Aye.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Valenzuela?
Yeah. Item 10, Wendy, you've got some appointments.
Yes,
can we
just
hold those for last?
No, we did both. Okay,
we
awesome.
Did both.
Thanks.
If we could hold off on the appointments in lieu till last, in case I have any more coming in.
Oh. You like mine?
No, we didn't have any in there.
Oh,
I think so.
I'm turning mine in today.
Okay. Yeah, if we could.
Item B, County Park.
All
May 10 Fire Protection District.
All righty. May 10 Fire Protection District. They have an unscheduled vacancy due to a resignation. This would be for a term ending August 15th of 2026. The clerk's office, we did the posting as we normally do, as well as the district did their posting within the district boundaries on October 4th of 2023. So far, I've received one letter of interest. And it sounds like May 10 Fire is in support of this person, but they have one other person who's going to attend a meeting, their meeting tonight, who may be interested as well. So if we could continue this to the 14th, I'd like to give them a little bit more time in case they have a second person. That way you have two to choose from. That work?
Okay.
Alrighty.
Let's move on to item C then. One member of the PSA 2 Agency on Aging and Advisory Council.
Yes. This one is also an unscheduled vacancy. This is due to a Heather Solis had resigned. The clerk's office did the posting as we normally do. This is one that will be a four-year term effective the date of appointment. I do have one person interested, a Michelle Harris, but I have letters out to both advisory board members and executive board members to see their get their input on this person. I haven't received all of those back. If we could also do this on the 14th, I'd appreciate it. Give a little bit more time. Can that work?
You're just pushing me right along there.
I am. And what's your opinion?
We're going to move to item D, County Clerk's Board of Supervisors. This one we should get done.
This we should be able to get done, yes.
All right, so the first one is going to be appoint a delegate and alternate to the RCRC.
Yep, there's three of them here, RCRC, Board of Directors.
Separate,
yeah, separate okay. Would be great, yes.
So I'll make the motion to reappoint Supervisor Cobbs to RCRC Board.
Let me find it here.
Better second that one.
Yeah, I'll second it.
Okay. And that's to appoint Cobbsev
yeah.
as delegate. And if you'd like, we could certainly do alternate with that one as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. All
right. And Hap does alternate?
Okay.
Okay. All righty. And did I get a second? Yes, I did. Alrighty, Supervisor Hupp.
Aye.
Supervisor Cobbs.
Aye.
Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yep. Item two.
This would be for the Golden State Finance Authority Board of Directors for 2024. Let's see.
These usually coincide with the same one above.
I believe so.
Right. Same motion.
Second. Go ahead.
Second.
Do the same. Okay.
Yep.
Supervisor Hupp.
Aye.
Supervisor Cobbsev.
Aye.
Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela.
Sure. Item three.
I think I make the motion.
Is
Supervisor Ogren the rep on this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd so move for Supervisor Ogren to be the delegate and then the alternate. I'm not sure who this one
is. It's myself.
Okay.
It's
Supervisor Cobbsev
yes.
is alternate.
Okay. And we have a second on that one?
Second.
Thank you. Alrighty, Supervisor Hupp.
Aye.
Supervisor Kobzeff?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure. Now to me.
This one is a little bit different. This is the, where did my other page go?
ESJPA.
Oh, there it is. ESJPA. This one is recommended by the General Services Director, Joy Hall, requested appointment. The director, the delegate needs to be one of the Board of Supervisor members, but the alternates can be from other departments, and Ms. Hall is recommending Deputy Director of General Services Stephen Serdahl as first alternate and Project Coordinator Amanda Kimball as second alternate.
So I'm currently the delegate.
I believe so, yes.
Okay, I'll make the recommended motion.
Whoops, and that's Kobzeff and the other two? Two alternates?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. All righty, Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Kobzeff?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
I'll be
I
the,
went totally around. I went around the band on that.
Keep this on our toes for about six.
I'm sorry.
Okay, we'll move on to item 11, minute approval.
I've received no corrections.
Move to approve.
Second.
You see how efficient I got these three going?
Way too fast. Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Kobzeff.
Aye.
Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right. Let's move on to item 12, public hearings. We are going to move to item 12A, pay raise. Calls it as I sees it.
Good morning, Chairman Valenzuela, members of the board, Angela Davis, County Administrator. This is the second reading of the ordinance to amend section 2.610A of Chapter 6 of Title 2 of the Siskiyou County Code regarding salary benefits for the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors.
Any public comment? We're going to wait till we get someone to comment on our pay raise, for God's sakes. Anna, you could be it.
Showing them on
the right. I will say again that this will happen after everyone else gets their pay increase out of the wage study that we get.
That is correct.
Okay, I'll make the recommended motion.
Real quick though, no correspondence.
Got to go through the hearing.
Oh, okay. It's a public hearing.
Yes.
That was an open presentation, staff report. No correspondence?
No correspondence.
Any proponents, opponents? Again, public comment?
Showing not online.
You would think we would get public comment on this. No rebuttals. Do you have to close this one?
You can close it.
I'm closing it. Any discussion by the board? Okay, I'll use my previous comments. Move to approve.
Second.
All righty. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Kobzeff?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure. We're going to move on to item B. This is a continued hearing to consider orders reclassifying land in Northeast City of Weed.
Good morning, Haley Lane, Planning Director. This is the second reading to propose zone changes to rezone APNs 020-470-400 and 020-470-360 from neighborhood commercial to heavy industrial, and to rezone APN 020-470-420 from rural residential to heavy industrial. The APNs are located east of US 97, north of the community of Weed, and the project site is currently owned by Jeremy Ward, where he operates his business SW Maintenance. And so the intent for this zone change is to, you know, bring the whole project site into compliance so he's able to continue doing business there. Since the first reading, we've received no other additional public comments, and that concludes the comments.
Thank you. No correspondence, Wendy?
Correct. No correspondence at the clerk.
Any no proponents here? Any proponents? No public comment anyway?
Showing none online.
So there's no rebuttals. Could close this hearing, though, Wendy?
At this point, yes, this is the second reading. We can close.
Board's wishes, discussion? Joyce Kopsa?
Move to approve.
Second?
Second.
Is that it?
Yep.
Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsa?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
And Haley, I do have an original, so
okay, great.
Don't need
you.
It.
I see there's going to be a witness there. So, as Chris, I assume you're going to accuse yourself?
I will, yes.
Bernadette! Someday I'm going to sing the song Bernadette for you.
I hope so.
That's the only reason I can remember names. You know, that's how I have to do word association. And that's the one that pops up in my mind when I see it every time.
Not
St.
Bernadette,
by chance?
No.
Yeah. All right. We can do a duet.
We might. Okay. Thank you. So this is Bernadette Sisson, Associate Planner. Today we have Outpost MR LLC, who has proposed a boundary line adjustment to transfer 2.15 acres between two parcels because the property is within Ag Preserve and encumbered by two different Williamson Act contracts. The preserve and contract must be amended to address the proposed boundary line adjustment pursuant to Government Code Section 51257. This proposed amendment was brought before the board on September 19th and continued to October 3rd and then again today's meeting. As previously discussed, a portion of resultant parcel 2, approximately 193.7 acres, is not within an agricultural preserve. To correct this, staff recommends the board consider the inclusion of the entire legal parcel to not be a significant increase and increase the ag preserve by 193.7 acres. At the October 3rd meeting, the board directed staff to provide information regarding soils, floodplain, and estimated loss to the general fund as it relates to the inclusion of the 193.7 acres. Soils mapping and data are included in the supplemental staff report showing the 193 acres alone could qualify for its own ag preserve as it contains approximately 42.66 acres of class 1 or 2 equivalent soils exceeding the 40-acre minimum. A map showing approximately 74 acres within the FEMA mapped flood zone is also included. And a table has been provided utilizing the information from the assessor, which calculates the estimated total tax loss revenue to the general fund to be $217 annually, should we include the 193.7 acres within the ag reserve. Staff again recommends the board consider the increase in acreage to be not significant. Determine this project exempt from CEQA pursuant to CEQA guidelines section 15317, open space easements or contracts, and adopt the resolution approving the rescission of the applicant property and reentry of the new Williamson Act contracts and amending the Ag Preserve with the proposed increase in acreage and reflecting the proposed boundary line adjustment. Thank you.
Any correspondence, Wendy?
No correspondence at the clerk's level.
So no other reports from other agencies. Any proponents here for it? Public comment.
Showing them online.
So there's no rebuttal. Is this the second meeting? Third meeting?
Yeah, but it's a resolution, so
right.
If everything's copacetic, it could be closed and approved today.
Okay, so I can close this. Back to the board for discussion. Who'd like to start?
So and there's some things that we're going to have to address. I don't want to hold up what's happening here today, but in talking to a representative, the landowner, they didn't want to bring this 95 acres into the Williamson Act. But our guidelines, I'm assuming, require that. So we need to look at our guidelines. I know when we passed that, you know, I don't know that anybody anticipated this type of issue. But we need to build some flexibility into it that allows us to work around that. Now, understanding that the whole parcel is a legal parcel, and that this small chunk is a separate, what do I want to call it, tax parcel. There's got to be an easier way to make it more user-friendly for the landowner. And I think that the transfer, the BLA, is what's created the whole debacle on that triangle that's moved us into the 190-some-odd acres as well. So we need to figure out a workaround, because my understanding is that there's other properties that are going to come up against this same type thing that are going to prolong and be an expensive process for landowners, even though for, I guess, the county, it might streamline for our side, but we need to be looking out for the landowners and how, you know, we affect that. So I had left a message for the representative this morning. I had not heard back from them. So I'm assuming that if we move forward with this, that they're okay with that. Is that correct? Because I think at this point we're at get or done. Is that right?
I had requested discussion with them, and I have not heard back. We did meet with them, and they said they would let us know what their preference would be, but we haven't received that from them.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they say is they in their preference would have been to leave it alone, but we can't do that, I guess. And that's what we need to figure out future. But for today, I think we have to move forward because the triangle affects more than just this piece of property, is my understanding. So I'll leave it at that and see if there's any other comments.
Susan, help?
Yeah, I just, having that same conversation, I think moving forward, we do need to look at what we have as what they are guidelines. It's not etched in stone.
There are rules, you say.
Rules. The other thing to consider is that, you know, we've lived under the rule that we're not bringing more property into Williamson Act, which it seems that that's what we're doing here. So we need to kind of look at that moving forward. And again, we don't really want to hold this up any longer, but moving forward, we do need to kind of take these things into consideration. Yes, it's a boundary line adjustment, but we need to be prudent about how we go about that with the landowner's best interest in mind. Not trying to hold them up for a huge amount of time, but still looking out for our best interest as well as theirs and trying to do it the best way possible. Whether the rules or guidelines, I think we need to look at that a little bit better for us, so we don't put ourselves in it, and be fair to everybody. So, no, that was a good comment or a bad comment, but we're having some heartburn over it, so I think we need to clear it up. So that's all I got.
Okay.
Just quickly, I'm always interested in the difference between rules and law, because rules are policy. And the reason I say that is I'm not really interested in making the public make our job easier at their expense. It just seems like that's where this has ended up.
Well, at the end of the day, much of it, you know, remind me again, how is the 7% increase in property, I think it was?
Slightly.
So, yeah, plus or minus, I think there's a threshold. In my mind, you know, I think we should have been well ahead of the curve. It's unfortunate these things kind of develop. Yeah. Hopefully we're getting past our hurdle to get things better into a better place. Having said that, board's wishes.
I would move to approve.
A motion and a second, Wendy.
All righty. Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsa.
Aye.
Supervisor, no, Chris. Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela.
No. Okay, we'll move on. Thank you, Bernadette. We are going to move into...
We can go back to appointments in lieu. That would be the last.
Oh, the appointments in lieu. Okay.
Last thing on our list here should be appointments in lieu of elections. It's today.
Oh, let's get two by the paper.
Oh, okay. Everywhere. Okay. If we could start with, we had one short-term position for Hornbrook Community Services District. It's a short-term one position. And Marcy Buttram had put in paperwork, so if we could appoint her in lieu of election.
Okay.
Move to appoint.
Second.
You have a question, Seth?
Go ahead.
Okay. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsa?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Okay.
So, does that complete their board, or I was under the impression to know, but odd note I got last night that there were two candidates?
I had two that came in later yesterday afternoon from a Nancy Rice.
Okay.
And Matthew Stone, and I verified that they're both eligible to serve, and that would be, we have two for Hornbrook Community Services District, we have two full term positions. If we were to appoint those two, I believe that would complete their board.
Can I do that?
What's that?
Can I do that today?
Yep.
So,
yeah, because I verified
so
they are they're so eligible.
So I was just confused by it. Perfect. No.
Second.
Did he have another name besides those two?
No.
Okay. All right. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsa?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
All right. That takes care of Hornbrook. Okay. Jump down just a little bit here. We had Happy Camp Sanitation District. I have three full-term positions, and we had three people declare their candidacy, Judy Hahn, Peter McLaughlin, and Judy Waddell.
Move to reappoint all three.
Thank you.
Second.
All right. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsa?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Okay. I thought I had one more. Okay. All righty. Let's jump to Gazelle Fire Protection District. I heard that all three incumbents for the full-term positions, John Elsnab, Linda Elsnab, and Thomas Taylor, were interested in reappointment.
That's correct, and I would move to reappoint.
Okay. Second?
Sure.
Thank you. All righty. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsa?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
All righty. And then also Grenada Fire Protection District, two full-term positions. It looks like
reappoint
Billingsley and Harz.
Yes, both.
Okay.
And I would move to reappoint.
Second. All righty, Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsa?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
All righty. So Grenada Fire Protection District, I also had a short term that was vacant. Did you hear
I
from anybody?
I haven't heard of anybody.
Okay, none right there.
Unless
okay.
You want to do it, Wendy?
Oh, no. No. How about Hornbrook Fire Protection District? I have one full-term position available.
I haven't heard a word.
Shall we? I was going to ask that some of these be continued to next week, so maybe we'll get a little bit more time. Okay. Let's see. Scott Valley Fire Protection District. I heard a no from incumbent Scott Frick. A yes from Kevin Hulquist, but did not hear back from James Roseman.
We appoint Kevin Hulquist and continue the rest.
Okay.
Second.
And that's just for Hulquist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsa?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Thank you. What have we got left? Callahan Water District? Did you hear we had incumbent Cheryl Hayden and Brenda Herleman that we had not heard from? And also an incumbent Richard Palmer for the short term. So continue those to next week. Okay.
Through the chair. Mm-hmm. When we notify those that have been reappointed, does the clerk's office send out a notice?
Yes, we do. We actually send it to the district
okay.
typically, and we send out their oaths
okay.
for them to
great.
Sign and send back. And if there's somebody that's was interested and not appointed, we also have a letter that we would send letting them know they were not appointed. But in this case, if we could overall continue any remaining ones to the 14th, which is next
board
meeting.
As you wish.
Thank you. And I think that should cover what I've got so far.
Okay, we're going to move into closed session.
Alrighty.
Thank you all for coming.